is Modern Jazz Today with your host, Gary Gaffney and Jeff Williams, where we play the artists that are making the jazz of today. We invite you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. There you can find exclusive interviews, featured albums, and playlists. Up next on the playlist is Bill King from the album Havana Odyssey. We are going to listen to the title track, Havana Odyssey. Modern Jazz Today with your host, Gary Gaffney and Jeff Williams. We invite you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. There you can find playlists, exclusive interviews, and featured albums. Up next on the queue is Knee Body from their album, Live at Le Croissant. We're going to listen to Spectra. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Julian and Roman Wasserfer. The album is called Mosaic, and we're going to check into the track Forward. Then Roberto Acapinti. His new album's called The Next Step, and we'll check into the track Opus Pocus. Let's check it out.
Thank you.
Again, when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby.
We are fueled by your support. You make CJSF.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. From Little League tournaments to preseason football practices, young athletes often play outside on hot summer days. And as the climate warms, they're increasingly at risk of heat-related illness. Jessica Murphy, an assistant professor of exercise and sports science at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, says kids in some communities are more vulnerable than others. The dangers are often greatest in cities because concrete and asphalt absorb heat.
We can experience much higher temperatures in these areas than others that have more green spaces.
And she says youth sports teams often lack resources to help keep kids safe, like cold water immersion tubs to use in an emergency, or professional athletic trainers who are experts in player safety.
Their presence alone can be such a luxury, and not every child has access to those things.
In low-income areas, teams may also lack access to air-conditioned buildings, so they cannot move inside on extremely hot days. So Murphy says it's important for coaches and families to be aware of the risks of extreme heat and take steps to keep all young athletes safe. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.